welcoming our guest, multi-platinum recording artist, Clay Aiken.
On his way, he built his plan with aim for you. with me because I have this ear infection and I can't really hear anything. So it's good that you're loud.
Oh.
Hey, better than last night. I almost fell off the stage. So I do have this little mouth and vertigo that seem to be popping up every once in a while. So if I fall off the stage, please. Here's the safest place to fall. I'm getting a little more comfortable right here. So easy, you might eat me. And you said yes. That is dirty. Dirty. This is government building. You can't say anything about that here. Goodness. And this is a classy orchestra. This is a very professional setting we're in. Very professional, very official setting we're in. And the Chelsea Symphony sounds so great. They've been with us for a while. Very professional, very classy, and I am burping through the song. So I apologize. Let it
out, Clay.
Breathe. Do you see that? Give me those. Give them to me. Now hold on, I'm going to fall over. I won't be. She's gonna beat her up if I don't take her. I want those. You are on the second row. You are close enough to smell the alcohol that I ate earlier. Here, something. The violin is right there. I can see up your nose. And you're about three times as far away as she is to me. I don't know what you're looking at. But you need to keep it from here up. You do. You're just not as well behaved this evening as I would have expected at a military academy. See these people in uniform? They will cart you out of here now. If you don't behave, even though I'm all scandalous myself, putting my hand over people's mouth everywhere I go. They jumped out of their seat for that one. You don't like her that much, do you?
No!
I'm not going to walk out there and get it because I'll trip and fall. You know what? When I was in high school, let's just segue right into it. When I was in high school in ninth grade, we had a choir teacher. I could just sit here and talk with you people forever, so I can't do it. I might be making fun of you in the class. Don't get too excited. When I was in ninth grade, I had a choir teacher who wanted to teach us all musical theory things, and I didn't really want to listen to her. So I don't know much about music at all, as you'll see in a minute. She gave us a test and tried to make us. You know, Jody was in that. Jody, ready to stand up? She was in choir with me in Raleigh from 7th grade until 12th grade, the whole time. And you remember this teacher, correct? Yes. And she made us learn theory and like what a quarter note meant. She gave us a test and asked what a bar was, and I said it was someplace you went to get a drink. I didn't really have any desire to learn musical theory, which is... You may laugh, but it is well documented. She passed that test and I got in. And my mom called the school and made me clean the bathroom with a toothbrush. That's true too. I'm not kidding. But something good did come out of that year. This teacher taught us a Christmas song during the holiday season that became one of my very favorites. It's called Merry Christmas with Love. Album in 2004. We put it on our album in 2004, and we're going to do it.
Thank you. chilling, who frolic away the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter
and there's one gentleman, just one gentleman, who is holding his cell phone. Do you need to make the call? What's the cell phone for? Is it an escape clause? Is someone... What is that? Go ahead and talk. It's okay. We will not tell anybody you're here. A friend of yours is on the phone listening and stealing the show. Sorry? She bought a seat. And where is she? And who's using her seat? You are? So she bought a seat. She couldn't come. She's sick or something? She's sick. So you came and sat in her seat and are holding the cell phone up so that she... Is this who is she? A friend of your wife? A little less sweet now, a little more suspect. Yeah. Any other gentlemen here? Let's see. If all the guys in the house raise your hand, go ahead, raise them. And if they won't raise their hands, ladies, prop them up for them. Go ahead, gentlemen, put them up high. It's okay, no one's gonna... We're on a military... Don't ask, don't tell. We're not gonna tell anybody that you were here. I promise. We don't have... There's some of you who just won't put your hand up because you're still so ashamed, aren't you? You're at a play in the show. Some of you are okay with it. You're proud of it. You didn't mind coming, or did you? She had to drag you. You dragged her. You didn't know about the butcher's story. You drank her. Well, thank you very much.
I really don't know about myself.
I'm feeling good. What about you? What about your story right here? Your anniversary present. Oh, well, thank you. And your story? She's holding on tight to him. He might be trying to leave. What? Kicking and screaming. Okay, well at least you admit, oh that woman behind you just thumped him in the head. Do you even know him? You can't thump somebody in the head? That's like putting your hand on your head. What you just did? You don't know this man. What is your name? Cindy! What are you feeling now? Are you two, obviously, I hope you're together because you're latched on pretty hard. Are you two together? You're married. Cindy just put her hand over your man's mouth! What are you going to do about that? Cindy, you are feisty and crazy. Good Lord. Good. Well, you won a contest. It sure wasn't for me in the quiet. Is that right? What do you have to do?
It's not an empty blank, but I
get up to 200.
Woo!
Woo! Well, that was hard. suffered through it for me. Glad to know I'm worth the work. We're going to think it's your anniversary. Is that what you meant? When's your anniversary? Don't go steal. Is your anniversary also? Oh, did you dance on the show, the Night at Egg City show? Thank you very much for actually coming back, because we embarrassed you pretty well, didn't we? You didn't mind? Is your anniversary too? When? Calm down. What, can you what? Can you see my stomach? We'll sing this one for your anniversary, and anybody else who has an anniversary in the audience, or rubber, or who worked their finger to the bone until now, that's your fault. Chestnuts roasting on. You'll get dirty.
let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry
on the intersection. Outside the snow. Because I want you to get a great experience from this program. and I want you to feel like you got your...
Oh,
look, I'm going to teach four words or something. So, oh, I'm sorry.
See, now you've got the orchestra just busting in too.
I'm sorry?
Disclaimer.
Oh, the orchestra is giving me a present. What is this? Oh, thank you very much. It's a pocket manual of musical terms. Thank you very much. I'm not going to be here to see you guys very much. I'm going to be here. I think Jeff can use more than I do. You heard him play. I imagine this word is in there tonight. We would have hoped so. Tonight's word of the night for your learning pleasure is Jamie without a jacket. Let me see it. Back up. Malincapio. I'm sorry, what? Oh, Malincapio. I'm sorry, I mispronounced it.
Malagazzo.
Malincapio. Malincapio.
Malagazzo.
And the fancy, I tell you, we're big Jamie round of applause. She knows her name. She can throw the time in here. She has to check if somebody's got her. Okay. Malincapio. And then we're gonna go with anybody in the audience who might be who might know what Malincapio is. We've been pretty impressed with people knowing what it is. You've got your hand up, you know what Malincapio means. Go for it. What's your name?
Marianne.
Marianne, where are you from?
North Carolina.
Oh, that's a good state. Tell me what do you do in North Carolina?
I'm the director of a domestic violence agency.
Okay, that's very good. Very
yeah.
Good. Do you have any musical background, Mary?
None.
None whatsoever. Okay, well tell me what your best gift for Malincapio.
Melancholy.
Melancholy. I think if it were to be melancholy, they would just call it melancholy. That in and of itself is a hard enough word. So it is not melancholy. Anybody else? Come on, people. It's a tough one. It's so tough that somebody usually has cheated and brought themselves a dictionary. With them, nobody's got that, nobody's looking it up? Give her a minute, she's going to dig through her. Oh, there's somebody out there, wasn't
there?
Okay, hold on. What do you stand up on me?
It's not the book.
It's not the book. What's your name?
It's Teresa.
Teresa. Teresa, where are you from?
I am from Scranton.
From Scranton, Pennsylvania. Do you have a guest for it?
Excuse me?
Do you have a guest for Malincapio?
It's not in the book.
You know all in the book? You're standing up with my name written across your shirt. There you go. And come back. What's your name? I'm sorry? Rob, where are you from? From who?
Newport.
Now where are you from?
Newport.
Wherever you're from, what's your name? Slow with rhythm. Is it slow with rhythm? No, it's not slow with rhythm. We'll take one more guess. This is amazing. Hold on, somebody back there, they're shouting. Just stand up if you think you know it. There you go, in the red. What's your name? She doesn't look like an artist. Where are you from, Donna? Okay, do you know what? I heard you, and what's your guess?
It's
a tiny monster in a wicked situation. That may be the closest guess that we've had all night. Malincapio means... Malincapio means to play with only the mouthpiece of the horn. So, don't just scream at anything. So, I don't know if you can hear the horn section back there. They're gonna give you an example of Malincapio. Give it to them, guys. very much. And it wasn't in your dictionary, you know?
No.
Huh. Maybe that's because we made it up this evening.
That's why.
Because all of you have been cheating every night and wearing a dictionary.
No use to all I got.
Shame on you. What? Oh, I knew it wasn't the word. I knew we made it up. I was just playing along. Whatever. Are you getting all this on video?
Yeah.
I know you're going to have a frame in your arm when the show's over. You have not put that camera down yet. I'm going to hold it up. Make sure that clap is steady. Who do you think I'm going to the show will do, I guess? So anybody know what song's next? There did you know.
Thank you.
Show hands who have been before. Keep them up till further notice. Okay, keep them up. Those who have never been before, take a look at them. Keep them up. They haven't done a lot of shows, but they don't listen that well, do they? The people who have never been before, take a look at who has their hands up. Take a look. Take a look. A really close up and look at their faces. Try to memorize their faces. They may look just like you. They may live near you. They may teach your children. They may go to your church. They will corrupt you. Run as fast away from them when the show is over as you possibly can. They'll have your home phone number. They'll be having you come and sit in the front row holding cell phone and then drive you down to Jacksonville, Florida to see a show. I'm not kidding. They're dangerous. But we love them and we appreciate them. Thank you very much, guys. And thank you to you new folks. I hope you haven't scared at all, but that you might think about coming again some other time. I feel like some of the people in the front are taken. If you have been before, you'll recognize somebody who's on stage, Mr. Jesse Vargas. Give him a round of applause. Tonight, trying to stand out. Okay. Jesse has been our musical director. He started with us in 2004 when we came out on the road for Joyful Noise back in the day. And he's very sophisticated, that's for sure. He arranged and orchestrated a number of the parts that you're hearing back here in the horn section and you know, other stuff that I don't understand about. Some more of that Mount Castillo stuff. He's extremely talented. He taught himself to play piano at 11 years old, never took a lesson. And you can tell. That's what he gets to be. I'm just kidding. He can't stand her either. Extremely talented and just really a great guy and a good friend too. So I just definitely love that. Okay, if you really want to see Angela Fisher, who's sung with us for the past 3 years, and Keon Parler, who are not with us tonight. They're doing separate things. Angela's out with Jamie Foxx on the road right now. Keon is taking care of her brand new baby boy in Charleston, South Carolina. Every year on the Christmas show, Keon sang a song which to me was the highlight of the whole show. I want to hear myself sing, but she can sing as much as she can. I'm happy to listen to it. She sang a song called Run Up Christmas List, and it really just blew the roof off the joint. Every single time she... I really hate to bring this up, but did you almost call me Kevin?
Yeah!
It was a good night. For a while. You're like a studio audience. Like a picture. I need laughs. See? I need anger. I need a boo. Great, I'm kind of frightening. I think silence. They can't do that. Keon sang a song called Run Up Christmas List every night on the show, and I loved it so much that I stole it from her. So I promise she'll be back soon. But for the girl who called me Kelly, we'll do this one for you. Take a listen to the words of the song, because I think they're really pertinent to what's going on in our country and our world right now, and this would be this would be my ground for depression. So does that grow up? From him to beat me with, he said, I thought, Some of those newer songs that have been written more recently, some of the Christmas songs like "Run a Christmas List," "Merry Christmas with Love," "Mary Did You Know," have become real staples for the holiday season for me and here on the radio. People re-record them. "Run a Christmas List" will probably be a classic before too long. I think so many people have recorded it. But there are, of course, songs like "Yeah, He Did a Good Job Writing It," David Foster the songs that I grew up with in church. The hymnal, stand and turn to page 387. And we all sing "Joy to the World." That's what I heard. And I'm sure up here it's kind of a stand and turn to page 137. We're going to sing "Joy to the World." But anyway, no matter how you say it, not that I have an accent or anything, but you should hear Jamie talk. Where's Jamie? Where's Jamie? Where's Jamie? Hold on, Jamie. Don't scare her away. She's kidding. Is Jamie over there? She thinks she'll come out and thinks she's too scared. We were kind of making fun of my accent because I was making fun of their accent. Jamie's my cousin. And she's from a town a little bit south of Raleigh called Four Oaks, which is where most of my dad's side of the family's from. And you just tell them a little bit about yourself. The songs that I grew up with and the hymnals and whatnot obviously are classics. There's one that was my favorite when I was growing up, "Homecoming Come Emmanuel." A little darker. It's written in a minor key and it's kind of darker, which to me is a little strange because it's one of the most hopeful of all the Christmas songs. So a few years ago, a man named Stephen Curtis Chapman, who I've always been a real big fan of, took the song and he changed it up a little bit, changed the chords of it, and made it very majestic and uplifting. And because of that, it's not only my favorite Christmas song to listen to earlier, it's my favorite to sing too. So we're going to do a little bit of a different take on it from the main. Thank you.
You can find more information now about People Lake Foundation at www.areyouridingwithtown.org. www.bubelaiken.org, B-U-B-E-L-Aiken.org, and you can find out information about what we're doing and how you might be able to help if you're interested in that. Also had the opportunity 2 years ago to get involved with an organization that before 2 years ago I had very little knowledge of, other than that they trick-or-treated every year and asked for money then. UNICEF, I knew very little of until I started became an ambassador for them in 2004, and just absolutely amazed at the amazing amount of work that they do throughout the world. They are the largest children's organization in the world with program offices in 156 countries worldwide. They are the first on the ground to aid, come to the aid of children or women who need access to nutrition, clean water, medication, shelter, food, anything, anywhere that children or women are in need, whether it be because of a natural disaster, a war-torn area, or any, really, anything. Let's just clarify. They're there. And I've just been amazed at how well organized and how well prepared they are. Many of you are familiar with UNICEF. If you want to find out more about UNICEF, you can go to www.unicefusa.org and to learn about what you can do to help, or just learn about what's going on in your world, because that's a very educational website as well. And I know that this time of season, whether it be Toys for Tots or UNICEF or Bubelaiken or any of the thousands of other organizations that do so much good in the world, take time this holiday season to think about them and what they do. It might be an arts organization. The Chelsea Symphony, please give them a round of applause. How far are we from the city right now?
An hour.
An hour, it's not too far away. Chelsea Symphony will be playing at St. Paul's Church in Manhattan. It's on 22nd between 8th and 9th. Then we have February 10th and 11th, and they'll be playing something fancy. But I encourage you to go check them out. They've been with us for 3 shows. We've been very, very lucky to have such talented people on stage. And we appreciate you guys very much. Maybe you have an organization like them that you want to help out. Maybe it's a theater group in your area. Maybe it's an organization for people who are struggling or afflicted by some medical condition. Just think about this time of year. I know we often do. We often start thinking about love and caring about people throughout the years, around December time. So we usually close with this song because it talks a lot about that. And Jesse struggles to find his way into that chord. There it is! We challenge you for 2007 that you don't wait until December to tell the people that you care about how much you care about them. Turn to whoever's close to you right now and give them a hug. And tell them I love you. And tell them that you will continue to do that all through 2007 and not wait until November next year.
And don't get so big that you give just a little bit to the ones you love. Don't even feel a while, give just a little smile, a little tenderness. How many people are crying, some people are dying, how many people are asking for love. you all.